There's a town called Kobani surrounded by ISIS, and if it falls, it's on the Kurdish border, and if it falls, there's going to be a mass slaughter, and there will be no better indication of the ineffectiveness and fecklessness of this air campaign we're now seeing, where you warn the enemy weeks ahead of time. You know those pictures of those buildings you see being blown up with such accuracy? Most of them were empty. Any military guy will tell you is you strike first and then tell the enemy about it, not give them a week's warning.
You want to see troops on the ground to do that, not American troops, but what are you saying?
I say you may have to have American special forces and
The White House says no to that. The White House says no.
Well, he has said no to almost everything that Lindsey Graham and I have called for every step of the way. Eventually, he will have to do it. It's just a matter of time. But when you go in incrementally, with incremental increases, my friend, we saw that movie in Vietnam where we incrementally increased, and that doesn't work. You've got to strike hard, and you've got to strike fast, and you have to do what's necessary in order to win. This is a threat to the United States of America, and I'm very, very disillusioned, particularly when we're going to train 5,000 young Syrians, send them back in to be bombed by Bashar Assad. That's immoral. That's immoral to do that. You've got to give them a no-fly zone.